Today is December the 30th. It is around 3:15 Pacific Standard Time, 6:15 Eastern Time. My name is Lawrence Reyes, Chair Pro Temp of the PNB Elections Committee. And we are convening in a continuation meeting. So that's what we are doing. We're trying to take care of some business that we could not get to yesterday. Janine, are you on the call?
Yeah.
Janine, Secretary Pro Tem. You could take roll just so the stream knows who is on this call right now. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier. Susan De Silva. William Hairwagon.
Present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes. Sorry, I'm going out of order, but.
Presente.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes has requested an excused absence. He couldn't get away again today. So, Janine Roan, that's me, present. And I believe you've just had Vanessa on the phone, and she is not available. So we have four members on the call. So I think...
Since this is a continuation meeting... Hold on, Janine. Yeah. Hold on one second. Since this is a continuation meeting, the quorum is still in effect. Vanessa Disenbrave, director from WPFW, cannot get out of work. She does abstain on the motion that we all voted on via email. So, Janine, what is our business at hand right now? Because yesterday it was very unclear as to even the motion that I voted yes for. I thought that maybe if they would have been sent separately and clean, maybe it wouldn't have been so confusing. But what is the business in front of us today for this meeting?
Well, the vote that we had via email, and we did vote on whether to have it via email, and that was passed. So we were voting on the amendment that was forwarded, there was seven people that were eligible to vote that had been on the call, and that was Bill Crozier, William Hairwagon, Susie Moreno, Lawrence Reyes, Sean Rhodes, Janine Roan, and Vanessa Dixon Briggs. What we were voting on was, sorry, just trying to get to it. Was the portion that was introduced that you wanted to replace the resolve, the first resolve with, be it resolved, the PNB Elections Committee urges the PNB to direct the NES to request that all elections at all stations be extended for at least 1 month beyond the beginning of the one-minute listener candidate cards on all stations. Cards should be generously rotated around the clock and concentrated during high listening periods with schedules posted on each station's website. Also, the NES is urged to respond to ballot requests within 72 hours to extend paper and e-ballot requests by at least 2 weeks from the full information, quote-unquote, date. So the vote to have that replaced, be it resolved that the voting be immediately suspended at all five stations until a joint meeting can be convened for both the PNB and Elections Committee and scheduled by 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidate cards and on-air forums at all stations will run for a full month in full rotation and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipt so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws and be it further, and then it goes into the resolved for the next year's election, which would stay the same. So out of the seven people who voted, with one abstain, so six people remaining, it was four no and two yeses. Three of those no's, they only had one reservation, and that was they wanted to keep from the prior resolve.
Hold on, Janine. Hold on, Janine, because I counted three yeses and three no's. So I don't know where you get the four no's and the two yeses.
So I was a yes.
No.
I have Bill Crozier as a no. William Hairwagon as a yes. Susie Moreno, no, in its current form.
Lawrence Reyes, yes. Susie Moreno. Oh, hold on 1 second. Susie Moreno voted yes. She also attests an opinion that that it has nothing to do with the vote. So you have to count Susie as a yes.
Okay. So in that case, it's 3-3. If we were to change, if we were to include the portion that that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipts, then we would have six yes or five yeses and one no.
Okay, so and let me just the vernacular that's used according to Robert's Rules of Order is not replaced; it's substitute. So the substitute motion was not agreed to, right? That one died as a result of a tie vote. So what's in front of us, I believe, is what you just mentioned. So we're gonna have to take a vote on that in regards to the language that you just mentioned.
Can I change to the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Staff?
Sure.
Oh, so I think through a lot of back and forth, it was decided that it was not a replacement, another motion, that it actually was...
Janine,
resolved.
The vernacular, the language is substitute. There's no such thing as replacement in Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, that wasn't a substitute motion. All we were doing is changing the resolve. It was an amendment,
right.
It's not a whole other motion.
Okay.
Because there's the three whereases now, you know.
So the only thing that's being added is resolve. Am I on the same page?
Well, there were two pieces of the puzzle. That was the first piece, which was an amendment to the motion, which hasn't passed. It's at a tie unless we change that, and then we would vote again on the motion in its entirety to replace the one already forwarded to the PNB last week.
Okay. So what are you suggesting?
The PNB last week only had one whereas, and this one has three.
Okay. So we have to come to some sort of agreement to add the additional two whereases, right? Because be resolved was not agreed to, right? So... am I on the same page?
Yes, we need to either go back to the original amended motion, or we can change this new one to allow for two of us to be a yes instead of no.
Okay, William, you got to help me here. I don't think that's proper procedure. I think what's proper procedure is that we are left with the original motion that we first passed. So since the amendment didn't pass, it wasn't agreed to, I think what's in front of us is the original motion. And then if we want to add the whereases, the two whereases that were added to the original motion, then I think that's what we have to vote on. I'm gonna ask William to chime in. William?
The result is different too.
Hello. It sounds like you're on the right track, that we're, if something fails, then we're back to where we were. And I don't think there's room for more changes. It's just back to voting what was there before the substitute failed.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
There was an amendment. We started the meeting yesterday with an amendment, amended version. But before we could vote on that amended version, there was a second amendment added. And that's what we voted on. We have not voted on the first amended version that was proposed at the beginning of the meeting yesterday. That never got voted on.
And what was that? Do you have that in front of you?
That is the one with the two additional whereases, and then...
Okay.
And I can read it in its entirety right now.
Please do.
Okay, great. So, whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only 3 weeks of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Whereas, in addition to the lack of effective informational cards, this anemic turnout across the network seems disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within network that not all membership has received their ballots. Whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations, he had resolved that the voting be immediately suspended at all five stations until a joint meeting can be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee and scheduled by 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidate cards and on-air forums at the station will run for a full month in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform the election, inform of the election, and confirm ballot receipt so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws. And be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forms have first started to run prior to the ballots going out and continue running during the voting period.
Okay, I just have one suggestion that we also, when we say joint meeting between the Elections Committee and the PNB, that the NES be there as well. Although she's an ex-official member of this committee, we want to make sure that it's in that motion. So that will be my suggestion. And is there any opposition to adding those two as Janine just read? Or how do you suggest that we proceed? Should we put this in one clean motion and one clean email and send out another query, which I think is kind of too late because the meeting is tonight at 5:30, 8:30 Eastern.
Well, we have four people on the call, and we also have Vanessa, who is in standby, I guess, but... But
yeah, Vanessa just wants something. She just wants something that she could understand. And I kind of understood it because I know the way Janine crafts things, and I understand it now somewhat. I think if we send out an email with one clean motion, a new email, make it a new email with one clean motion, then I think it'll be more clear to people, and we could get an up and down vote on it. What do people think of that?
Yeah, William disagrees. I don't think we have time.
Okay, you're right.
Send another email. We just vote.
Okay. I could roll with that. How about you, Janine? Yeah, go ahead.
I also want to make the comment that this motion that is online on Google has Bill Crozier on it. So I don't, he's looking at it, but I don't think he's on the call. Is he on the call? Paul, can we?
I don't think Bill's on the call. Bill, are you on the call? No, he might be streaming it because Bill is a studious, for lack of a better word, person that tracks what we're doing. So I'm not surprised if he's in the Google Doc right now. So, but I think we should go with a vote in the affirmative or up and down vote as to move forward because we don't have the time. Time is of the essence. The meeting's going to start in about 2 hours, the PNB meeting. And so we need to be able to have a clean motion, right?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I think the biggest part about this that people have issues with is suspending. But for me, and I'm the one that put this, put the amended motion forward, I don't know, and maybe this is a conversation, I'm concerned that we only have a little over 2 weeks left, you know, and...
So this is what I would suggest, Janine. Suspending something is some vernacular that's not used. Usually, to suspend something is a little bit more permanent, and to postpone is when you postpone something, then you could always bring it back, right? You postpone it to a time certain, right? Bill cited that we can't postpone for a month because in the bylaws it says 30 days. Well, 30 days to me sounds like a month, right? So, maybe what we might want to do, instead of putting suspend, that we put postpone to, a day certain, right? The end of October or something like that. Because then we could bring that back. But to suspend is, it's not really codified in Robert's Rules of Order. To suspend something, William, help me out here, or Susie, but to suspend something, it gives it a little bit more permanence, and it makes it difficult to bring back as opposed to postponing, where you could postpone to a time certain, a day certain, and you could bring it back.
I think
so. That's my Yeah, go ahead, Susie.
Okay, I think to suspend is to end.
Something like that, Susie. You're correct. It gives it more permanence as opposed to postponing.
I thought we said maybe extend.
Okay, too, because to extend is to stay in effect and just roll with with an extension, but that needs a time certain too, and
as
a day certain.
I think Bill said as needed. That would help.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's a, I don't, as needed is, the reason I disagree with as needed, because as needed could be one extension, and that's it, right? That was needed. But to postpone gives it a little bit more teeth, and it gives it a little bit more flow in regards to, instead of as needed. So that's just my two cents, Susie.
I would be, this is Janine to the stack.
Hi, Janine.
I would be open to replacing suspended with extending the voting be extended for one full month after full candidate cards have been, you know, so it would read, be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations until a joint meeting can be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee, including the NES, and scheduled by 9:30. To ensure that all airing of full candidate cards and on-air forums will run for a full month before, you know, the closing of voting, and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of election and confirm ballot receipts. So I would be willing to say extend the 1 month in there from whenever they start the full candidate part, because as was reported yesterday, KPFT still has like 11 candidates whose 1 minute parts have been cut in half. They're still not airing the full card.
Yeah, and at WBAI as well.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing, that's why I'm getting a little concerned that if we blow through another week, they'll finally get to a point where they're compliant and not, you know, and it'll be 1 week. And it'll be somebody gets aired at 7 o'clock in the morning and that's it.
So this is what I would suggest. Yeah, I support what you're saying, Janine. This is what I suggest. I suggest that Bill has cited an article in the bylaws, Article 5, Section 4, that the bylaws specify 30 days. So if we could drop the 1 month thing, 30 days is a month. I mean, this month was 30 days, right? So if we could just say 30 days, because that's reflected in the bylaws, right? You know, people get caught up in as or if, or you know. So I think if we are specific that we request 30 days, then I think we could defend ourselves because it's in the bylaws. Go ahead, William. I heard you.
Right.
I heard you, William. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought I heard you. Okay. I'm hearing voices. So what you think, Janine?
So it would read, be it resolved that the most, and I'm going to send this in an email, but it would say that middle, that resolved would be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended. Sorry, I'm doing it as I'm... It immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and scheduled by 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidate cards and on-air forums at the stations will run for a full month in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform of the election, which is just a typo, and confirm ballot receipt.
Okay, so what I didn't hear is the 30 days things.
Well, it says 1 month for 30 days.
Yeah, but we're gonna remove 1 month. Okay, good. Go ahead. Yeah, Janine. Sorry.
Okay, so give me a minute to send this to everyone to look at that is voting right now on the call, which is just four of us. Hold on.
Okay, and then that's going to have to be transmitted or communicated to the PNB secretary. And I want you that when you transmit it to her, I'd like to suggest that you also include a blur that says, due to the extenuating and ever-changing circumstances of this delegate election, we have amended the previous motion, something like that. And I could read that when the motion is presented tonight.
I just hit the send button on the revised amended motion.
Okay, did you hit the send button by mistake or?
No, I hit it. I sent it to you, William, and Susan. So we are the four people on this call right now that
Susie.
Will be voting. I'm sorry,
Susie, not Susan.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Her name is Susie. She corrected me before, too. So don't trip.
Lawrence, I can do a screen grab and send it to you on your phone. Would that be helpful?
No. You know what would be helpful? If you was to read it as you compose it right now. And then let the other members have it in their emails. And if they want to read it. But I think some of us are at the computer, so why not?
I didn't get it.
Okay. You didn't get it?
No.
Okay.
So I suggest that you read it, Janine.
There it is. I think that.
Okay, great. Whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only about 3 weeks of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Actually, that could be two. Whereas in addition to lack of effective informational cards, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, There is also a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballot, whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations. Be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and scheduled by 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidate cards and on-air forums at all stations will run for 30 days in full rotation and that direct outreach to membership conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipt so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws and be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forums have first started to run prior to the ballots going out and continue running during the voting period.
Okay, that sounds like a clean motion to me. When you transmitted or communicated to Paulina, Janine, just put a rationale as to are we taking this action because of the extenuating circumstances in this other speed delegate election.
Okay, I wrote down ever changing before, extenuating circumstances. Okay, I'll run it by you in an email, in a text, Lawrence.
Okay.
But first,
all right.
We need to take a vote with the four members on the call.
Okay, let's vote. Are there any objections? Okay. No objections? Okay. So motion passes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I think that concludes our meeting, right?
How
about
when
public?
Will be the next meeting? Will it be a week from today?
All right.
Or...
Let's do it as a placeholder, depending on the action of the PNB tonight, scheduling the joint meeting. If they schedule a joint meeting and agree to the motion and schedule a joint meeting 2 weeks out, then we will have that meeting as a placeholder, the Elections Committee meeting as a placeholder, and then we could all participate in the joint meeting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your patience.
Public, please.
Sorry? Public.
Okay. Go ahead, public. I'm sorry. That's Nancy, right? I know... It must be a Texas thing, but Nancy, you sound like Susie, and Susie, you sound like Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, this is Nancy.
What y'all just passed is based on the premise that those candidate cards that are missing and have never been made are going to suddenly materialize. And we have a problem because, and this is based on rumor, that the elections have already been gone. They're not working anymore. So the only way cards will be made of the missing, missing cards of candidates. There's like 11 at KPFA, that's the worst case, and then 8 at another station, 4 at another station, 4 and 2 at another station. The only way is if the GMs help and collaborate. So I sent a kind of a proposal of a motion that the instruct the IED to instruct the GMs to collaborate and make these cards. They would be the only people who would be able to do it because the LESs are probably all gone. They're not working anymore.
Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
So I sent it at, 6:37 Eastern time. Please consider. Whereas the bylaws mandated candidate statements are still incomplete and are required to make an informed vote, be it resolved that the PNB instruct the IED to instruct the GMs to facilitate production of the missing candidate parts and load them for airplay as, and this part I'm not sure, as already scheduled by the NES. You did send your schedule, if that's appropriate. You'll have to judge whether that's appropriate or not. But did she send a fair schedule? And then the NES assistant communications between the GMs and the candidates, because I don't think the GMs have their telephone numbers. And if you have to go through the elections.pacifica.org to communicate with these candidates, it takes a lot of time. And they may miss the email. So it's best that if the GMs are going to make cards, they need to have a telephone number with these candidates. Anyway, I sent that, and I think y'all all have it. I sent to all the members, except I didn't have Tanaka and De Silva's email, but I sent everybody else. Don't you think you should have it? What you're doing, the motion you passed today, just now, how are those cards going to be made? No LESs, so how?
Okay, Janine,
Dad. Hold on, Janine. I want to respond real quick. It is true, at least I could speak for KPFK, the LES contract expired, right? Because the NES had her doing work on the referendum, so her contract expired, I believe, in August. And there may be some others at the other stations that contract has expired. But it seems like the person, if you will, that's authoring the candidate statements or having recorded those candidate statements that are outstanding is the NES, right? So she's still on the contract. And in fact, the contract gets reopened every time there's an extension, right? So an extension costs us money. So I just want to tell you that that's going to come up at the PNB meeting tonight as well. So I believe that since the NES is the one that's altering the one-minute candidate cards, she's the one that could take the corrective action. I don't know Paul Nancy's motion, but I know that the person that's doing all the stuff and whose contract is active is Renee Pinalosa. So,
but the GMs are supposed to collaborate with the LESs and the NESs with the election. So this is a time we can let them, because they're still on the payroll. I mean, they're still there. And they have her attitude, the way she was saying, oh, it'll take forever to redo those 30 seconds and make them 1 minute. I mean, it doesn't sound like she's eager to do anything about those cards. So here you have
That's why she has to be moved, Nancy.
Well, if you have the GM's help, then you have some hope in addition to whatever she does or doesn't do. And they're supposed to collaborate with the election. Those GMs are supposed to do that. That's what they're supposed to do.
Nancy.
Susie. Hold on. Susie, you'll be after Janine. Go ahead, Sister Janine.
So I was just going to say that's why the meeting is called for between the election committee, the PNB, and the NES. It's to figure out how do we move from where we are to being compliant. So all these little details could get worked out in that meeting.
I think you're kicking the can down the road, and you could have more insurance by having this in the pocket, ready to show that we passed it, or your committee passed it. Don't think that everything is going to go the way you plan. She's not been very cooperative.
Okay, Nancy, there's some committee members that have requested this back, so I'm going to go to them and not come back to you. Okay, Nancy? Susie, go ahead.
Yes, I have a suggestion, because I feel that the reason that they haven't done the cards is because they're very busy and they don't have the time, and they probably feel that the statement should be enough. So my suggestion is, can they be contacted by email or by phone and say, if you do not have time to do a card, then your statement will be submitted unless you contact us. And I think that would be fair, because you've notified them, because they're going to be represented by the statement that they have already made, because they didn't do a card, but we will submit a statement, the statement that they had in place of a card.
Okay. Any other committee members? Thank you, Susie. Okay, I just have one more thing to say. So the NES, again, it has been the one that has been recording, reaching out to the camp, and I think the joint meeting, what it would do, it would suggest some corrective action. She has the contact information for all the candidates. She is under contract, so we need to hold our feet to the fire to take that corrective action. Say about that. Now, are there any other members from the public before I go back to Nancy? Go ahead, Nancy.
I think y'all are trying to squeeze water out of the stone. I don't see anything wrong to have this motion already in your hand, because this meeting may never come to pass. And that would be putting the IED in a place where she could help the election. But she has authority over those GMs, and they are supposed to collaborate with the election. I'm not going to say any more, otherwise I'll just be repeating myself. Thank you.
Okay. So what does the committee think of Nancy's motion? Should it be adopted? Is it something that we should put on the table?
Susie?
Go ahead, Susie.
I think it's a good motion, but I still say that those that did not submit a card do not want to, do not have time, or do not want to make time. And if we contact them and let them know that we're going to put the statement and it's going to be a minute long, if they do not contact us, they will still be represented in that manner.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Hold on, Nancy. Thank you, Susan. Any other committee member have anything to say? I would definitely like to hear from the committee members, because it's only me, Susie, and Janine talking, and Nancy. So, and I know there's a couple of other committee members. William, what say you, sir? I'm going to call you out, William.
Hello. To carry in case of something. I think we'll just go ahead now and send what we decided on already.
Okay, thank you, William. Any other committee member? Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of these candidates, they have, it's like their first time to go through this election. And they're not necessarily coming with recording devices or the expertise to do it. And one candidate at KPFT has a flip phone that's just really poor quality. Another has no way, and it's a seasoned LSB, but he has no way of recording a card. I mean, so I don't think it's right or fair to assume that if they did not submit a card means they did not want one done. I don't think that's correct. That's assuming too much. And they don't know what election some of these new people. So they don't know how they're being screwed. those 1 minute statements are really important for people who are, you know, don't have devices, don't have time to go look up and listen to forums. Those little 1 minute
statements
are important.
On YouTube, hold on, Nancy. Hold on, Nancy. That was a directive that was given to the local election supervisors to tell the candidates. And then Renee complained that it was poor quality. Well, shit, if it was poor quality, if you knew it was going to be poor quality, why did you ask them to do it? So I think that's, anyway. All right, so I don't think there's agreement. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, in New York, we have something like 27 candidates. All but four did record a cart, and they unfortunately did cut them to 30 seconds. But all candidate statements are being aired in that shortened format. And the ones who didn't record a cart, they're reading their statements. So everything is happening in New York.
Thank you, William.
Oh, I'm sorry. The LES is the person that was reading the card.
Again, this is all hopeful because we have a PMB that has not been too... anyway, I don't want to say... Hold on, Janine. I don't want to disparage my colleagues, but... this thing could have been resolved back in the beginning of August when we first submitted the motion to do what we're trying to do now again, and it was not agreed to by the PMB. So I'll put that onus on the PMB as to why we're still in this anemic, non-informed, bordering disenfranchisement election. Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I was just going to suggest a slight alteration to the amendment, to the motion as recently voted on, so that instead of saying, the meeting would be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and actually IEG, if we're talking about directing the GM, but and scheduled for 9:30. So to ensure that all stations record and air all full candidate cards so that we could put record into the airing portion of what we're asking for.
Okay, can you read the modified motion now, Janine? And then I'd like us to adjourn because I'd like to get some libations and something to eat before the PNB meeting tonight.
Okay, so it would say that be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the IED, and NES, and scheduled by 9:30.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So to ensure that all stations record and air all full candidate carts and on-air forums at all stations that will run for 30 days in full rotation and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted to inform. I'll send it one more time if you like. Send it out in the email.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was talking while I was on mute. and I didn't hear no voices. I was wondering what the hell was, why I wasn't getting any feedback. So.
Janine was the last person we heard.
Okay, so are we adjourned? Or do we need to take action on Nancy's motion?
So I amended it and resent it at 4:04 in an email for the four of us to vote on. Confirm.
Okay. I'm still driving. Can you read it, please?
Okay, in entirety, amended motions as of... gosh. Whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only 3 weeks of total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Whereas, actually it's 2 weeks, sorry. Whereas in addition to lack of effective informational cards, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern in specific sightings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots. Whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directors are followed at the stations, be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and IEG and scheduled for 9:30 so that all stations can ensure the airing of all full candidate cards and on-air forums in entirety at all stations and will run for 30 days in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership can be conducted or will be conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipts so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws. And be it further resolved for the listener, the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots be distributed until adequate bylaws mandated candidate stations and forums have first started to run prior to the ballots going out and continue running during the voting period.
Nancy? Are you muted, Lawrence? Lawrence?
Yeah, I am muted. This is committee business right now. So there's the motion as has been read. Is it agreed to? Are there any objections? As amended. Okay.
Yeah.
If no objections, the motion is agreed to. Nancy,
please,
you have a voice
minute.
But no vote. You have
no,
a voice but no vote.
Minute.
Go ahead.
It's written. That means you're allowing WBAI and KPFT to have 30-second topped-up edited cards. So if you put 1 minute, then that restores the WBAI, who those people already made their 1 minute cards, and then it'll be, you know, KPFT. I really wish you would add in there that the IED can instruct the GMs to cooperate and help make these cards if the NES is too busy to do it. I mean, you don't have to put that down, but, or you can.
I'll bring that up. Nancy, I'll bring it up as our talking points. We have gone way beyond the call of duty. And this is what we feel is the most appropriate thing to do right now. So,
Announcement.
Announcements for what?
If it's extended, then people need to know that they have more time to reset.
Nancy, we already took a vote. I'm sorry. I can't get everything I want. Nobody can get anything they want. And this PNB makes it very difficult to get anything. So this is the sense of the committee, and that's how we're going to roll right now. So, you know, we keep adding wish list things, and, you know, it's not realistic. You know how this thing works. We are adjourned.
You're counting on this NES to do something that she's already proven she can't do.
Okay, I get you, Nancy. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, committee, we are adjourned to next week. What time, Janine? 5:30 next week, 3 o'clock Pacific time, right?
That's what I'll make it, 3 o'clock Pacific time. And, again, it's a placeholder.
Okay, and you posted it, right?
I'm going to, yes.
Okay. Thank you, committee. Thank you, Nancy. And thank you for your fight and for your struggle. We're with you, but, you know, doesn't mean that we...
Concentrate on justice. We might come up with some better ideas than at the PMB meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the space I come from, Nancy, is justice. Okay.
Good night.
Have a happy Thursday. Good night, Susie.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence, Janine, Nancy, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you,
bye,
everybody.